This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the world trusts India, believes in India, and is ready to build the semiconductor future with India. Inaugurating Semicon India 2025 at Yashobhoomi in New Delhi today, Mr. Modi said the day is not far when India's smallest chip will drive the biggest change in the world. The Prime Minister remarked that while oil was once called black gold, chips are the new digital diamonds.
सेमीकंडक्टर की दुनिया में एक बात कही जाती है ऑयल वॉज ब्लैक गोल्ड बट चिप्स आर डिजिटल डायमंड्स 21वीं शताब्दी की शक्ति छोटी सी चिप में सिमट करके रह गई है ये चिप भले छोटी सी है लेकिन इसमें दुनिया की प्रगति को बड़ी गति देने की ताकत है और इसलिए ही आज सेमीकंडक्टर्स का ग्लोबल मार्केट $600 बिलियन तक पहुंच रहा है.
The Prime Minister said $18 billion are being invested in 10 semiconductor projects approved since 2021. The Prime Minister said the day is not far when the world will say designed in India, made in India and trusted by the world. He also announced that the government will soon launch the next generation of reforms. Speaking about the GDP data for the first quarter, the Prime Minister said India has once again performed better than every expectation and every assessment. He said, at a time when there are global concerns and challenges created by economic selfishness, India has registered a growth of 7.8%. The three-day conference aims to catalyze India's semiconductor ecosystem. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today virtually launched Bihar Rajya Jivika Nidhi Sakh Sahkari Sangh Limited. Jivika Nidhi aims to provide easy access to funds at affordable interest rates to community members associated with Jivika. The Prime Minister also transferred 105 crore rupees into the institution's bank account. Speaking on the occasion, he said through this scheme, the rural women entrepreneurs of the state will now get money more easily. Mr. Modi said this financial help will help them grow their businesses more. The Prime Minister expressed deep pain over the derogatory remarks made by the opposition at the RJD Congress stage against his mother. Mr. Modi criticized the opposition for targeting his mother, who is no more and had nothing to do with politics. The Prime Minister said he has worked tirelessly for the country every day, every moment with the blessings of his mother.
माँ ही तो हमारा संसार होती है, माँ ही हमारा स्वाभिमान होती है. इस समृद्ध परंपरा वाले बिहार में कुछ दिन पहले जो हुआ उसकी मैंने कभी कल्पना तक नहीं की थी. किसी बिहार के मेरे भाई बहन ने कल्पना नहीं की हुई, हिंदुस्तान के किसी व्यक्ति ने कल्पना नहीं की हुई. बिहार में आरजेडी कांग्रेस के मंच से मेरी माँ को गालियां दी गई. ये गालियां सिर्फ मेरी माँ का अपमान नहीं है, ये देश की माँ बहन बेटी का अपमान है.
Prime Minister of the Republic of Singapore, Lawrence Wong, will arrive on a three-day visit to India this evening at the invitation of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Both leaders are scheduled to hold bilateral discussions on Thursday. During the visit, the Singapore Prime Minister will also call on President Draupadi Murmu. The Intermeteorological Department, IMD, has issued a yellow alert for moderate to heavy rainfall in New Delhi today. Talking exclusively to Akashvani News, IMD senior scientist Dr. R.K. Jainamani has said the Himalayan states, mainly Uttarakhand and Jammu and Kashmir, will receive heavy to very heavy rainfall during the next 24 hours. IMD further issued a red alert for rainfall in Punjab today. India's Yuki Bhamri and partner Michael Venus of New Zealand advanced to the round of 16 of the US Open men's doubles with a dominant win yesterday. They will now meet fourth seed Krawietz K and Puetz T of Germany in the pre-quarterfinals tomorrow. Earlier, two-time champion Japan's Naomi Osaka defeated world number 3 Coco Gauff to reach the women's singles quarterfinals. The victory marked Osaka's return to a Grand Slam quarterfinal after 4.5 years. And with that, we end this news bulletin.